Music has a very powerful effect on people every day. I think it really gets them through the day. Either it's if they're having a tough day or they're having a good day, music is very powerful in my opinion. I think it's constantly evolving. I mean, if you look back, even 100 years ago, there was only about, 4 or 5 different genres of music, and now it's 2009, and there's probably 100 different genres out there with all different sub-genres of those genres. And I just think, in that way, that resembles what life is evolving into, is how each genre has its own subgenre. In life, you could look at it too, is that life is becoming more broken down into specialized or subcategories and get more intricate and complex. So, in a lot of ways, music resembles the way our life or society is evolving into. If you could understand that, or if I made any sense. Yeah, all in all, I think music in this world is very powerful, and I just love the progression it's making and how everybody is pushing the envelope in writing different styles of music and altering it and putting different spins on it and just being creative. And I just think that's kind of like a trickle-down effect to other people too. And one aspect of music today is the internet and music programs. I think they've really accelerated music from even 10 years ago, with the interaction between different musicians from halfway around the world. 10 years ago, you really couldn't, or you didn't have that type of capability. Now you could, and your music could get out there faster. You could be heard faster, and I like that aspect. And with music programs, I mean, you could become your own composer. You could play all your instruments without even learning how to play the instruments. I think that's an amazing aspect of music, at least that I discovered, is that I played the drums, guitar, bass, and a little keyboard, and learned just enough of each instrument, and I would write songs and record them by playing instruments. And the discovery of musical programs where you could play the xylophone or the tuba or the trombone or any type of instruments, even with different instruments from around the world, you have that access. And that's awesome. That's an amazing tool to have, especially if you want to do a lot with music. You have those options of different sounds and different emotions that you could achieve. Instead of just playing a guitar or bass, you have to spend a lot of time practicing those instruments. And here with musical programs, you could kind of bypass a lot of that time of teaching yourself how to play guitar or drums or any type of instrument, and play a lot of different instruments at one time without physically doing it, only with a couple mouse clicks or a controller. And I love that aspect of music and how it is now compared to 10 years ago, and hopefully it keeps evolving. They keep coming out with more powerful programs. Who knows what 10 years or 20 years will bring. It's a really exciting thought. I put it this way, if you're smart and you don't apply yourself with the knowledge you have, then what's the use? I mean, you could be a dumb idiot and have little knowledge, but if you apply that little knowledge to your life and evolve it or become effective with that knowledge, then are you better than somebody that has a lot of knowledge but doesn't apply it? If you have a ton of knowledge and you're well educated and you apply it and you're wise with the usage of your wisdom, then I think it could go a long way. It could be a very powerful tool for you. be quite honest, I really don't follow art that much. I do some painting and sculpting and follow a couple people on MySpace and the art they do, and pretty much I really don't follow it. Here and here I'll follow it, but I used to be involved in a little bit more back in the 90s. I took a couple art classes and I learned art history, at least the basic art history. I imagine that there's a lot of artists out there that are making some very expressive and amazing work that is up and coming. Just like any other decade or year, there's somebody always out there that is amazing and brings a lot of attention and evolves the field of whatever field you're in. I imagine that's the process that's always going to be taken throughout life, is that there's always going to be a person or a group of people that are going to evolve the field, and maybe one decade's better than another, or, you know, maybe there's different aspects of every period of art that's, you know, that has good qualities and bad qualities. I really don't have, you know, opinion on modern art and where it's at. I mean, it could be down the street and I wouldn't know much about it.
Thank you.
physics is very intriguing to me. I would suggest to rent or buy the CD, What the Bleep Do We Know? It's a movie about quantum physics and their theories, and they play a nice little fun role on what quantum physics is about and their theories. The idea that humans are only perceiving a small fraction of a percent of reality per second. So in other words, there's a lot more reality going on as I'm speaking and as we're living that we're not perceiving. So if we're only perceiving a fraction of a percent of reality, there's a lot of other reality that we're not perceiving. So to me, that's kind of a mind-blowing thought. And how do we evolve into humans where we could receive that information or that reality, that we could understand it, interpret it, and live in that reality with basically 99.9% of the other realities that we're not perceiving now, how we could live in that reality with the other 99.9%? Is it a gradual evolution of humans to evolve up to 100% of understanding all realities? So that's kind of a very interesting aspect of quantum physics that I like the most so far. And it's you could go on and on with quantum physics. So it's very strange and very unbelievable, in my opinion. And it kind of puts the discovery of space and other planets and other universes, it kind of makes it look basic. In my opinion, it kind of throws mathematics out the window. So it kind of makes mathematics irrelevant, in my opinion. Because it's just all the perception of our mind, how much we want to accept what reality is, if we want to open up to other realities and other deeper perceptions of reality besides time and space and basic ideas like that. life and nature isn't perfect. So that's its perfection, in my opinion. There's too many variables in life and nature to become perfect. There's always minute, microscopic variations or variables within certain things. The odds of everything being coming together perfectly is just kind of hard to conceive, in my opinion. The combinations of it are kind of unreal. But what is perfection? Everybody has different views of what perfection is. One thing I might think is perfection, somebody might not think of perfection is.
Ухо Project.ru.